Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there guys, welcome to the show. This is Idiot Box Radio. I'm Tori. I hope that you are well, and wherever you are in the world, I hope you've got a box of tissues ready as my dulcet tones arouse you to the point of orgasm. You can find the website at idiotboxradio.com. You can subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts. You can email me if you'd like and I can read it out on the show, or send me audio, whatever you want, at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. Leave a review on the Apple Podcast site, please. It does help a lot. Now, things that I've been thinking about lately have been the fact that we rely so much on technology to assist us with almost everything that we do. Voice activated this, app controlled that. In fact, the other day I was in a sex shop, right? And I was looking at fucking cock rings. Okay, won't say if I made a purchase, but cha-ching! But basically, in the sex shop, there is a app controlled fucking cock ring. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, are you fucking going for it, right? And what, you need to turn up the intensity. So you go, excuse me, partner that I'm thrusting into. I need to pull out my mobile phone and adjust the sensitivity on this fucking wanker machine. Like, is that what you do? That's the only thing you really can do. You've got an app controlling your dick. But technology's there. People do love the technology. And so people do jump into it. But one of the things I was thinking of in particular is the fact that we do ask, like, for example, the search engine Google. We do ask Google so much nowadays. And we rely on, like, the voice-activated Google to talk back to us and let us know different bits and pieces. And one of the things I don't think you've ever stopped to fucking actually sit back and think about is how difficult it must be for that poor person to get woken up every time someone asks Google something for them to speak into a microphone and for you to find out the answer. This poor fucking cunt doesn't get a moment's fucking rest. Every 2 seconds. Hey Google, what's the weather today?
Currently in Grovedale, it's 19 degrees and clear.
Hey Google, where am I going to?
McDonald's Warn Ponds.
Etc, etc, etc. I don't think people do think about the fact that there's some poor fucker getting woken up all time of the day, multiple times a day. In fact, do you reckon that they maybe they just clone the same person over and over and over in order to have them talk to you every time you've got a fucking question that you can't be fucked looking up yourself. You know what happened when I was a kid? Kids, we looked up a fucking book. Mama had a fucking series of encyclopedias. I had to fucking turn the page until I found the fucking cunt of an answer. I'm spraying saliva in my anger as you guys all want the answers given to you. But it didn't seem to matter how much I'd look up those fucking books, those world book encyclopedias. It would have cost mum and dad a fucking truckload. They never taught me as much as my Uncle Ray's fucking books that he kept under his bed. Did they, Raymond? Did they, son? Oh, let's go visit Uncle Ray, mum would say. Yeah, of course, let's get going. Why isn't there any fucking toilet paper left in the house when Tori visits? You filthy little cunt, you filthy piece of shit. What about the Google lady's fucking sleep patterns? What about her having a life? When's the last time, who's the last time she had an app-controlled fucking cock pounding her ass? Just asking for a friend. Idiot Box Radio out.